If you're not a fan of the current U.S. president and are looking for a little cathartic relief, you might want to stop by George Terry's studio in Asheville's Ramp Building. There, hanging or leaning against walls or stacked against one another, are bright, large, cartoonish paintings of President Trump pictured in one humiliating scene after another. Here he is getting rebuffed by an elegant Meryl Streep, and there he is getting sandwich tackled by a couple of NFL players. In one series, Uncle Sam grasps Trump by an ankle and dangles him over a waterfall.
I think it's very important that I'm in these paintings. Rather than just take pot shots at negative things, I need to have my personal convictions be involved.
Look more closely, and you'll see the artist more directly in these narratives. The person in the Uncle Sam getup? It's a devilish George Terry. In one surreal painting, that same figure, leaning into a bemused woman wearing little in the way of clothing, has a syringe of heroin sticking out of his forearm. As if a soundtrack to that painting, this is Chasing the Dragon, a song on the latest album from Terry's band, The Zealots.
40 minutes of reckless abandon, a season in hell and could fathom when you're chasing the dragon.
That painting with the syringe in Terry's arm, there's a dragon in that painting too, for anyone who might miss the reference. Terry grew up in Charlotte, played basketball at Appalachian State in the late 70s, and studied fine art at UNC Chapel Hill. But it was as much the draw of the indie music scene as the gallery scene that drew Terry in the early 80s to New York City. Terry found himself in vibrant circles of artists and musicians.
Revolutionary politics became a part of what I was interested in, and certainly the music of people that were protesting. That period made me start writing songs.
Terry got a job at a dropout prevention center in a Harlem school where he also taught art. By then, Terry had put together the first version of his band, The Zealots.
It was three-piece guitar-driven. There was a thing going on in the country called cowpunk. It's kind of like Texas punk. I did a lot of reading. I read a lot of philosophy. And I wrote a lot of songs.
Terry said it was during this time, about 1987, that he first fell into heroin. He relates a story about losing a job in one school where he was caught shooting up. And Terry never let go of heroin for long over the next dozen years. He moved back to North Carolina in part to get clean, and becoming a parent in 2002 compelled him to enter a 12-step recovery program.
I just think the shame was really intense, but also going through the process of recovery and going to meetings and talking to other addicts, particularly those who are creative individuals, helped me to develop into a better artist and a better person.
In Asheville, Terry has largely earned a living grading tests online. Creatively, he's been prolific. He's produced 3 albums of music and dozens of paintings over the past couple years, both riddled with social and self-reflective commentary.
When I am dealing with my own issues, songs come out. When I spend time meditating or when I spend time being present in the world, songs come out.
His bright, sardonic, narrative paintings are getting their largest exhibition to date in a show just a few feet away from Terry's gallery at Revolve. He said every opening reception he attends there rekindles some of the communal nature he felt in New York City.
I am very aware that nostalgia kills, but the energy from that time and the intensity that came out of those relationships is very important to me to discover.
Opening reception for George Terry's exhibition at Revolve is this Friday, March 6. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.